واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون.
When they left the path of Allah, they followed instead what the Satan said, lying about the kingdom of the Prophet Salomon, peace be upon him, by claiming that it was established through black magic. Salomon did not disbelieve by practicing black magic, as the Jews claimed, but the Satans were disbelievers when they taught people the black magic, revealed to the two angels, Harut and Marut, in the city of Babel in Iraq. These two angels would only teach black magic to someone after explaining that they were simply a trial and a test for people, warning them not to be ungrateful to Allah by learning it. Those who learned black magic from them but did not listen to their advice would, through it, separate a man and his wife by sowing hatred between them. These sorcerers are not able to harm anyone except with Allah's permission and by His will. They learn what harms them and does not benefit them. This group of Jews knew that whoever exchanges the scripture of Allah for black magic will have no portion in the afterlife. What an evil thing! They sold their souls for when they exchanged the revelation and sacred law of Allah for black magic. If they had known what would benefit them, they would not have done something so disgraceful and clearly misguided.
ولو أنهم آمنوا واتقوا لمثوبة من عند الله خير لو كانوا يعلمون.
If the Jews had really had faith in Allah and been mindful to obey His sacred law and not rebel, His reward would have been far better for them if they only knew.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم.
Allah directs the believers to choose their words carefully, telling them not to say راعنا, meaning look after us, or shepherd us, when addressing the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, because some of the Jews would mock what they said, twisting the words when addressing the Prophet, peace be upon him, themselves, corrupting its meaning to mean foolish or evil. So, Allah told them not to use these words in order to prevent such mockery. He instructed them to say Unvurna, instead, meaning watch over us, because the use of this word has no negative implications. Without doubt, the disbelievers in Allah will have a painful torment.
ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
The disbelievers, whether they are from the people of the scripture or from among the idolaters, do not like that Allah should send down any good thing, big or small, to you. Through His mercy, Allah favors whom He wills of His servants with prophethood, revelation and faith. Allah's bounty is vast. No one in creation gets any good except that it is from Him, and it is from His bounty that He sent His prophet and revealed His scripture to us. Beneficial points. Whoever knowingly turns away from guidance, Allah will make him follow what is false. Some of the Jews lack proper respect for the prophets of Allah, claiming that Solomon, peace be upon him, practiced black magic, but Allah cleared Solomon of their false claim. Black magic is a reality and it affects the mind and the body. Those who practice it are disbelievers and should face capital punishment. Nothing happens, be it good or evil, except that it is with Allah's knowledge and with His permission. Faith and mindfulness of Allah are the best things anyone can store away for themselves for the next life. The objectives of the sacred law require the prohibition of anything that leads to harm. Therefore, any words or actions that might lead to corruption must be avoided. Grace is in Allah's hands, and He favors whomever He wills with it through His mercy and wisdom.
ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأت بخير منها أو مثلها ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Allah makes it clear that whenever He removes the ruling of a verse or some words from the Quran so that people forget them, He replaces them with something more beneficial for the immediate moment or for later or with what is similar. Such cases occur because of Allah's wisdom and knowledge. You know, O Prophet, that Allah has power over all things. He does as He wills and rules as He wishes.
أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
You know, O Prophet, that everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah, and that He rules as He wills. He instructs His servants as He wills, and forbids them from doing what He wills, establishing the sacred law as He wishes, and abolishing what He wishes. Your only protector is Allah, who will take care of you, and you have no other helper to protect you from harm. Allah is the protector and guardian of all, and has power over everything.
أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ.
O believers, it is not right for you to question your prophet, resisting and quarreling with the revelation, as the people of Moses questioned their prophet before, like when they said, "Show us Allah openly." Whoever exchanges faith for disbelief has lost the balanced way. the right path.
وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Many of the people of the scripture wish they could turn you back to worshipping idols as you did before you came to have faith because of envy. When it has become clear to them that what the Prophet came with is the truth from Allah, forgive them what they do, and pardon them for their ignorance, and for whatever is not good in them, until the command of Allah comes regarding them. Allah's command came with its ruling, either Islam or paying the jizya or physical intervention. Allah has power over all things, and they do not affect him in any way.
وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
Establish the prayer with all its parts, both obligatory and recommended aspects, and give zakat from their wealth to those who deserve it. Whatever good action they do in life before death will be a treasure for them, the reward of which they will find with their Lord on the Day of Judgment. Allah sees all that you do and rewards everyone accordingly.
وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
The Jews and the Christians each said that paradise would be for them alone. These were just their vain wishes and imaginings. Tell them, O Prophet, in reply, to bring proof of what they were claiming if they were telling the truth.
بَلَى مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
All those who are sincere in repenting to Allah, doing good, serving Allah and following what the Prophet came with, will enter paradise. No matter what group they come from, they will have their reward with their Lord. They will have no fear about what awaits them in the afterlife, or feel sorrow about what passed them by in their lifetime. Regardless of someone's original religious group, whether Jew, Christian, idolater, other, successfully submitting to Allah is only now valid before him by becoming Muslim after the arrival of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Beneficial points. Authority only belongs to Allah. He changes whatever He wills of His rulings and His sacred laws, and leaves those He wills as they are, in His wisdom and knowledge. Many of the people of the scripture felt envy towards the Muslim nation because Allah favored them with faith and with following the messenger, and so they wished that they would return to disbelief as they were before.